You know, we hear in the gospel, our Lord asks Simon Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" But notice the first time he asks this question. He asks him, "Do you love me more than these?" In other words, do you love God? Do you love our Lord more than anything else in the world? This is a question we should be asking ourselves as well. Do we love God more than anything else, anybody else in the world? Or are there other things in other people that we put as more important than God? Sadly, I would say for most of us, if not all of us, we place other things and other people above God. There is somebody or something we put between us and God. And because of that, we make excuses why we're not living as we should. We make excuses why we're not living our lives as we should. And we make excuses why we're not leading others to Him as we should. Instead, we find time for many things. We all realize that if something is important to us, we are going to find time for that. We are going to make it a priority that we do these things, that we go to these places. We're going to ensure that. But if we don't place God above other things, we end up not making time for prayer. We end up not making time for the worship of God at Mass. We find other things, other excuses that we can do during that time. But if we truly love God above all things, we will place God first in our priorities, and everything else will be secondary. Look at the apostles and many of the great saints. They lived this in their lives. They placed God first, and everything else was secondary. And they did that to such extremes that they gave up families, friends, jobs, possessions, some of them even their very lives for God, to put God first. We need to be doing that in ourselves. We need to seek every opportunity we can to serve God and to worship Him, as we see in the first reading, the saints and the angels joining them in their worship that we saw from the book of Revelation. And allow nothing to interfere in our prayer and worship of God. Allow that, everything else, to be second to that. But there's a risk when we do that, when we love God above all things. And I think we know this deep down, whether we can say it or not, we know this in our heart, that there's a risk that we will be called by God to do and say things that are not popular, that may not be liked by those around us. And there will be pushback. Look at the apostles in the second reading today. They were brought before the Sanhedrin because they were ordered not to preach in the name of Jesus, not to proclaim the gospel, but they did it anyways. Why? As Simon Peter said, we must obey God rather than men. We must obey God's will rather than what humans desire. And they got, they got called before the religious authorities of their time for that. People will become upset with us if we follow God rather than human desires. There will be difficulties in dealing with others. People will become upset because we won't be living as they think we need to live. And we won't be doing the things that they think we need to do. But we need to do it anyways. We need to follow God anyways. Because God will reward us for our faithfulness. There is a risk, but there is also a reward if we take that risk. We will receive His grace in this life through the sacraments, through prayer, through following His will. He will give us the true joy that comes from following Him. But, or not only that, we will also receive the reward of eternal life, the joy that comes from spending eternity with God, the peace and the love that He wishes to bestow upon us. We will receive for all eternity. And there is nothing on earth, no emotion on earth, that can match that true joy, that true peace, and that true love that we will experience in heaven. So our Lord asks us, as He asked Simon Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" May we be able to answer with a sincere heart, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."